Our next storyteller, again, throwing his name in. I've never heard of this person. It's great. I love it when I get to meet perfect strangers who are going to tell me something very interesting about their 21 story. Walt Livingston. Welcome. Hey.
In my early 20s, I did my last semester of university overseas. That was great. So I hadn't really planned on spring break because, well, I don't plan things, as you see. So for spring break, they kick us out of the school for 2 weeks, and we're supposed to go explore Europe. We were in London. And I didn't have a whole lot of money to begin with. I told my folks, give me the Visa, and no, they give me a MasterCard, which in the early 80s meant they gave me bupkis. So I'm spending what little money I do have, you know, on eating on Saturdays when they don't feed us at school. So I'm like not having a whole lot of money. Having not planned, I didn't have any friends to travel with, hadn't planned on traveling with anybody for spring break. So I tagged on with these people who, they were okay, but they weren't like close friends. So about a week in, I decided, I hate you. And left. So now I'm alone in Europe with not very much money. I decided I hate you in Rome. Which is cool. Rome is gorgeous. I love Rome. I want to go back one day when I've got some money. So, yeah, I get on the train because I have a Eurail pass so I can, you know, ride the rails for free, for prepaid. So I'm taking the train up to Utrecht, Holland, where I've got an auntie that I haven't seen in, 15, 18 years. But I'm going to go and find her because then maybe she'll take me in. And So I'm riding the rails, and I'm – oh, right. So in Rome, after I decided I hate you, I'm like squirreling. I'm really scrimping on what I'm doing for like eating and stuff because, well, I didn't have a lot of money. So when I decided to go, I was down to like 100 grams of cheese every day and a little small piece of bread. Which ain't a whole lot when you're dragging around a 70-pound backpack. You know, it's like free exercise. So I was looking pretty good, about the thinnest I've ever been as an adult. Anyway, so I'm riding, and I've always got water because you want to stay hydrated. And so I'm like looking pretty gross because I'm, you know, not who anybody European wants to see on a train. I'm dirty. I'm American. Demographically, I'm unsuited. And I'm sitting here in my train car, and this beautiful Swiss family gets on, and they're just... And I'm sitting here all... So anyway, I'm sitting here just being kind of gaunt. I know... I can do it. It takes about a week of hunger, but I can do it. I'm looking pretty gross. And they're looking at me, and they're not being real judgmental, but yeah. And God love them. They get off the train, and they leave, like, whole sandwiches. And big old unopened 2-liter bottles of water. And to this day... I think they were being kind. No, I'm serious. That's not funny. They were being kind. And I'm still kind of touched by it. Because I was down. Maybe I'll tell you about getting to Utrecht, because that's pretty funny, on another story. But I'll always thank them for looking out for me that time. Thank you.